Hi, this is Mary from Local Splash. Am I speaking to Scott?
Yes, yes you are.
Hi, Scott. Please be informed that this call may be monitored or recorded for quality and training purposes. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. Not terribly awake. I didn't get any sleep last night, but other than that, I'm doing great. That is the truth at the moment.
I understand. Thank you so much for returning my call. We actually just tried reaching out to you to go over the progress of the account.
I know you did. And I was on the phone and yeah. Mm. Didn't do you much good.
The call will take approximately 10 to 15 minutes. Is it a good time to speak about it?
Very good time.
Thank you so much. So today I would like to cover the following items, what we have completed so far for your campaign, and a walkthrough for your client dashboard.
Okay.
So the account. All righty. So the account is only a few weeks old, and our team has already hit the ground running. So far, we have completed your keywords research. I see here carpet cleaning, rug cleaning, commercial carpet cleaning, and so forth. We've also completed the content creation. As I checked it here, your Facebook ads started running on October 30th. And as of today, we have a total of 38 clicks and 1,633 people have seen it at least once. If I may ask, have you seen how the ad looks like?
I have looked at the ad, certainly. And it is generating some calls.
That's good to hear.
And generally, should I say better quality calls than I have been getting? I just have one. I don't know what's going on with these people. I think I'm just going to forget it. But so yeah, I've been pretty happy with the results thus far.
That's good to hear, Scott. It's a good
one thing that is, I guess, I don't mean to pick at this. If you're looking at the pictures, I have a hot water extraction cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the one picture of carpet cleaning on there shows a rotary cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
And usually a rotary cleaner like that is used for some type of encapsulation cleaning, which mm-hmm. I don't offer.
I see.
So I did send a picture, although not a very good one, of my carpet cleaner. Heaven knows where it went. Not really suitable for publishing, but just to kind of help show the difference. And that, I mean, it's, I don't know that it's causing any big problems because I don't know, most people know the difference anyway. So business people will know the difference, business customers. But it's probably something that should be on the to-do list to get corrected.
Mm-mm. I understand. Thank you for bringing that up, Scott. I am looking at your ads right now on the Local Splash dashboard, and I am going over the photos that are being featured on the ad. I'm not really able to pinpoint which one that would be.
Well,
are you able?
Have you ever seen a floor polisher? Have you ever seen anybody polish a floor?
Not really. But I can, okay. You can definitely go ahead.
Let me get into it and I'll help.
Sure.
It takes me a while. I can find everything but the page really fast.
So there is, all you actually have to do is sign into the Local Splash dashboard so that you can go to the ad preview. Because that's what I'm looking at right now. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Inept, I think, is the best thing. Okay, here we are. Okay, top left. See something there with the two wheels up off the ground and.
Sorry, this is on the ad or the Facebook page?
The Facebook page.
Ah, okay. I'm so sorry. Let me access the page then, because I was looking at the ad, not the page. Bear with me one moment here.
I'm probably confusing you.
That's okay.
I'm confused myself.
I'm sorry about that, Scott. I found it. You're actually talking about the photo on the cover photo.
Yeah.
On the page.
Yeah. Yeah. And that, it's just a rotary type cleaner, and usually it's used for something like very heavily soiled carpets. It's a brush, or more often it's used with encapsulation cleaning, and that is something that just kind of cleans the surface of the carpet where people want the carpet to be dry very quickly after it's clean.
I see. Which you do not offer.
No, I don't have that.
Gotcha. I'm putting notes here now so that I can forward this to the Facebook team. In that way, they can either remove it or replace it with something else. You did mention that you forwarded us a photo.
Yeah,
that's more...
I did. And let me see, I'd have to, okay. Let me see if I can find that in my email. Okay. I'm sorry. Close the email. It's kind of having that kind of day.
I'm actually trying to find the photo as well on my end, because normally once the back office team receives it, it's automatically added to your profile. One moment here. But it was sent via email. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. It was sent... Well, that's interesting. Mario, maybe? Mario, my Facebook page is not working. Two attachments scan, like Gmail. What's the date on this thing? November 6th. And, Oh, okay. The first person that contacted me from Splash was named Mario.
Mm-hmm.
And his email is support@localsplash.com.
That's our general email for inquiries as well as photos.
Okay. Yeah. So when I went to send this, now let me do this. Let me forward this. And
are you able to send it to us once again, Scott? Because
yeah,
for some reason I'm taking back track. Sorry.
Except I'm not used to Google. Forgive me, but it. So I hit forward on this thing, and it sends it to me. It's kind of irritating. Why is it doing that? Okay, there's another way to do it. That's a thing. Okay, we have sent.
Sorry, you were able to send it?
And then I get, did you get it?
I'll have to check with the email team since they're the ones who's going to be receiving that. But sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, I can, I'm trying to forward this, and it's just a, forwards it to, okay. There's the two, yeah. And how does it support it? Who do I want to send this to?
You can send it to support@localsplash.com.
Support at localsplash, yeah.
Yes, support@localsplash.com.
And it still thinks that's Mario, but
or there's another way to provide us the photo, Scott, if you would like. You can directly upload it on the Local Splash dashboard. I can walk you through the steps on how to do that Would you like
to? Let's try this once, because I've got it set up. Now,
sure.
It doesn't actually say that in the two line. Let's see if you get this. And,
is everything all right, Scott?
Are you getting this at all, or is it? The problem is, I did this really fast one day, and the pictures are still on my camera, and I have to go up and get the pictures off the camera. You know. Insert them into the USB hub, and then pull them off of there, and then try to send an email. And I've got support at Local Splash, but it's going to be titled Mario Splash Support. It's going to arrive there. I don't know. I don't know. Marching.
That's okay, Scott.
So are you not getting it? I take it.
So I don't actually have access to the email because it's assigned to a different theme, but I can definitely check with them after this call, just in case.
That would be easiest. Because I'm on the one hand holding the phone, and then I'm trying to type with one finger. And now if I start adding the camera in and doing all that, it gets to be, I can make a 20-minute job out of a 2-minute job.
I understand.
So. I kind of, that's really odd. I think I saved his phone number or something, and heaven only knows. I don't recall ever typing that in here, this Mario, but.
It's okay, Scott. I'll check with the email team if they received it. If not, we can always revisit the photos. As what you mentioned, they're still on your camera. So when you have free time and you're ready to provide us those photos, we can use those. In the meantime, I'll just ask the Facebook team to remove that photo on the cover photo on Facebook page. And we'll just stick with the other photos that's there, that's relevant.
It would be easy. This began, and actually continues to be, not a full-time job for me, part-time. Now, I'm somewhat working full-time on it at the moment, but... Yeah, I'm calling customers too many times. Angie is about to drive me straight out of my mind. I've got this other thing, it's a 5-mile neighborhood, this advertisement, and I'm really just thinking about just ending that thing. I've not gotten one call from it. No, I don't know. It's a bad advertisement or what, but hasn't done a bit of good. And I'm not interested in, at the moment, I can, you know, I can put another one in sometime. But as long as I've got it there, I'm paying, I don't know, $90 a month to run it. And I don't want to do that for something that's doing me no good. So, and I'm kind of in the same place on Angie's. I get requests to do sisal rope. I can't, you know, rugs, I'd be out of my mind. And I got another request. The woman wants me to come out there and just clean the dirty parts of the carpet. So I'm going to talk to her and explain to her that that's, and when I'm cleaning a carpet, that's where I spend most of my time. If I come out there and clean the dirty parts of the carpet, it's going to cost the same amount as if I come out there and clean the whole carpet. So, you know, I understand what her thinking is, but it's just not the way the equipment works. It takes a lot more effort to clean the bad areas, and sometimes they can't be cleaned at all. So, it's a good, good, you know, it's just the kind of things that I'm spending disproportionate time on. And getting very little benefit for them. And I need to start getting a little bit less. I'm the nice neighbor that lives next door and start thinking more like I'm running a business, you know. So I will talk to her and just explain that. And if she doesn't like it, well, you know. There's not much
hopefully
I can do to help her. So.
That
yeah. Yeah, but it's all these little things that don't seem like any big deal. And yet they consume a lot of time. And then I get your things and I do try to follow up on them. I've got them all printed out here on the desk. And, but it's not as if I get this and right away do it. You know, my time just isn't working that way. It's in my area of things that I've got to get to. So I'm still very clumsy working around the whole system. For a while I couldn't figure out on Facebook how to get back and forth between the pages, you know, just signed into your page and I couldn't get back to mine, so. I mean, it's nobody's fault. It's just things that I've never had any reason to do before, you know.
I understand. This is a new thing.
That is just a, you know, it's not a, we're going to die tomorrow if this isn't taken care of problem. It's, I need to get you a better picture. And, you know, all this really does is it just kind of shows you what I have. What I own. You know, it's not a, not something you can put on the page.
I understand. That's okay, Scott. I'll definitely check with
you. I'm taking a lot of your time, and I feel bad about that.
Oh, no, that's okay. That's okay. This is the reason for the call, so that we can really go over the things needed and what the next steps are going to be. So I'll definitely check with the email team about the photo that you tried to send today, if we did receive it. If not, we can always revisit the photos part when you're ready to provide us the photos that you have on your camera, because that's what you mentioned. If we do it now, it's going to take more minutes than just...
Yeah.
So, yes, that's perfectly fine. Yeah. I'll just...
Waste a bunch of your time.
Oh, no, that's okay. So I'll just go ahead and go over the other things that we have here. So we do have the ads running, and that's what you mentioned so far. It is generating leads, so that's a good sign. That means people are seeing it. It's definitely live on Facebook. There's more to come as Facebook's algorithm sinks in completely on the ads. We'll just have to allow more time. But sorry, go ahead.
I can find Silver Service if I type carpet cleaners in Greater Grand Rapids, I think. I believe I find it on the second page. First page has a lot of strange stuff on it. So it's not terribly hard to find the website, and that's good. Facebook, I saw there were 4 visitors, I think, yesterday or today, maybe, you know, recently. And I'm kind of perplexed. I don't know how they get there, but they do. So I have friends that use Facebook, and it's like they can teach a college course on all the stuff they do. They find, you know, all these different, having those, you know. So there's a lot I don't know about Facebook. Kind of embarrassing, but it's the truth.
That's okay, Scott. It's a new thing, and there's always a time to learn new things, so that's okay.
I do come across what now? Okay, so what's what you proceed, and you know what you're doing, and I don't. And...
That's okay. So I did check your business website, and it's up and running, so there's no problem with that. It's very important to have a working website when it comes to these type of campaigns, so we're good with the website. As for your Google business profile, you did give us access back on November 4th, so thank you so much for giving us access. We've optimized it to make sure that all of the information about the business is up to date. The optimization was completed on November 6th. We will keep on optimizing it to help increase visibility on Google. Now, in order to help with rankings as well as visibility, because the goal is to show up on the first page of the map section for customers to right away see you, to help us get to that goal, aside from the optimization that we're doing on our end, we highly recommend these 3 actions. First off would be to add photos from time to time. So as what we talked about earlier with the photos on your camera, you can always upload those on the dashboard when you have free time. In that way, we can add those to your Facebook page as well as your Google business profile. Adding photos from time to time will keep your profile fresh and active, which will help increase visibility. Now, aside from adding photos, we also recommend posting. Posting is a great way to get customers' attention. It's also a way to keep your profile active. This can also be done on the Local Splash dashboard. So whenever you have announcements or offers or anything that you'd like to share to your customers regarding the business, you can create a post about it. And you can do this on the Local Splash dashboard. as part of that, we do understand that there will be times that you'll really be busy and you wouldn't really have the time to create the post on your end. So we have the automated post feature enabled for you, wherein we are creating posts on behalf of the business. And the photos that are currently on your profile are what the system is using.
Yeah, clip art. Sorry. Because you don't have a better picture. Yeah. And I'm really toying with that. I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but I think a lot of people are uncomfortable with me taking pictures of their homes, inside their homes. You know, I have come to suspect that a lot of the pictures that you see from the large, like Stanley Steamer, are probably done in a photo room.
Scripted is what you say.
Yeah, yeah. Because, you know, you'll see a picture where somebody is dragging a wand over a carpet, and you can see this, you know, very distinct, clean path behind it. It's rare, in my experience, it's rare to come across a carpet that cleans that easily. You know, you go through, you pre-soak the thing, you brush it, you know, and then you know, you go over it with the extractor. It does happen, but usually that type of dirt on the carpet has been walked on just, you know, it's like hammered into the carpet. It takes a while to get rid of it. Takes a couple passes, and then you can't overwet it, and you can't just, you know. So I won't say it never happens, but it's not. It would be an extremely lucky day that I would find somebody's house where I got a result like that. Once in a great while, yeah, I can see it. But the people things do to their carpets.
I understand, Scott. But yes, while waiting for your, we do understand that there will be customers that won't really be comfortable taking pictures of their carpet or inside their homes. We totally understand that. So if ever, while waiting for your photos, we'll definitely use the stock photos that we have in the meantime, to represent your business. And then once you have,
where this is working, and this started with you, this call came, it was a woman, and you can tell she's, you know, well, she's had a stroke, it turns out, but she sounds older than she is, and she's trying to describe what she wants. And basically, it's a small area rug that she wants cleaned. And, you know, in the course of talking with her, I'm thinking, you know, I don't know what this is exactly. It, you know, I'm not going to drag this, you know, behemoth of a carpet cleaner out there to do that. That thing is so blasted heavy, you got to go find two circuits and, you know. So what I'll do, I've got a smaller unit, just a Bissell, like, you know, you can rent or whatever. Only difference being I know how to clean the carpet and I can get good results with it. So I said, well, I'll bring that out. And, you know, we'll clean it with that. And that's what we did. So I got there and her son came over and he wanted the carpet cleaned too. And so I did that one. And honestly, I couldn't really see a whole lot of difference between, the beginning and the end. Now there was, you know, you look at the water that I pulled out of it and oh, it's filthy, you know, and his son is ecstatic. He says, my God, I've never had such a good carpet cleaning. You know, I couldn't see any difference. You know, well, turns out he knows everybody in town. Before I'd even gotten home, my wife called me. He talked to the woman that my son, I don't know, significant other, I guess, and I had done some work for her. She calls my son. My son calls my wife and said, my God, these people know everybody. He's done some work for them, handyman work. And somehow they're related to to the woman. So he says, you're going to get tons and tons of referrals from them. So I'm going back out there tomorrow to work with this woman about cleaning her furniture. I don't particularly like cleaning furniture. It goes with the business. You have to do it. The two of us kind of looked at it. We said, look, we'll come out here and we're going to try it. And if it works, we'll keep going. It's a 30-year-old sofa, but it's very high-quality furniture. And, you know, so I said, let's try it. So, you know, so I'll get that residual business probably. I think I can get that clean. It's just ground in dirt from years and years of people sitting on it. And her son is going to want his upstairs cleaned. He has wood floor, but his upstairs carpet. And okay, so off of the Facebook ad that you did, I've now got one customer and one potential customer, but they're already spreading my name around, you know. So that's where, you know, you have the impact. That's the way, you know, that everybody is telling me that this is going to grow, word of mouth. And, again, I had from you an apartment this man and his wife wanted cleaned. I went out there and I did it. He had an errand while I was cleaning it. Well, he came back and he left before and came back after. And oh my God, he said, you know, what a difference. Well, of course, I'm cleaning it. I don't see the difference that much, but he's happy. And the guy that used to clean the carpets over there for everybody died. So he's going to pass my cards around. And, you know, that's you know, that's the kind of exciting part of what you're doing. It multiplying.
Right.
And yeah, I'm very pleased with what's going on there. Now, I made the mistake, you know, when I got done with this guy, of asking him if he'd be, I said, look, if you think I did a crummy job, I'd like to ask you to give me a rating. And if you think I did a crummy job, just say I did a crummy job, you know. But, you know, if you're happy, then say that. And, oh, I said, yeah, real happy. So he 5-star, you know. Problem is I gave him my cell phone for the link. So basically it looks to the system like I gave myself a rating. Okay, live and learn. And I don't know if it was you or somebody I talked to that there's a way to paste this link and insert it into a different text to send it.
That is correct.
Well,
yes.
I am learning the cell phones. You know, you really, everything's a little bit different. So I got this thing pasted into Notes, which I actually can't find. I've got some Adobe thing that says Notes. And it's not cooperating with me. So, okay, there's more work I've got to do there. I'm not sure what. But I'm quite sure this is doable. It's just a matter of me. Probably have to ask one of my kids, how do I do this, you know. That's why I learned to use the phone. Once that's done, it'll be a lot easier to get ratings. Because the people I've worked for have been very, very happy.
Mm.
Now, I couldn't get a rating on this work I did with small carpets because I just did that for free. So, I wouldn't have any idea how to charge for this. So, happy Thanksgiving. It's like Boy Scout, helping old ladies across the street or something. Which I'm starting to need myself. I won't get a rating on that because I think Google has some policy about, doing work for free and getting readings, and they get very upset if that's going on. But as far as the sofa, if that turns out well, that I got no problem asking for a rating there. And I think I did find a place in the Google business thing where I can request a rating.
Yes.
So I assume that if I do that, I don't know where it goes after I do that, but it's, I assume it works.
So there is actually a way for you to get reviews by going to your Google business profile or the local splash dashboard. So what happens is if you do that instead of copy and paste the link that you got from us, you'll just need to enter your customer's email address and the system will be the one sending them the link.
It works off the phone number too. At least it says it does. So, does that sound right to you?
On the Google Business Pro. Sorry, on the Google Business
Maybe I found
profile,
it in the dashboard, yeah.
Yes, the phone number is on the is the dashboard part. On the Google Business
Profile,
it's
so
email.
What I can do for that is just, once I get home, I just send that to them and ask them if they could please, you know, take care of that rating. I don't know if they can do it with my cell phone. I don't really want to go through that experience too many times. I suppose I could learn, I could maybe send it from my phone, but yeah, I'm very clumsy typing on the phone. And, you know, fat fingers, arthritis, and whatever, you know. So I tend to come home and use these things more at home after I'm done or before I go than keep them on my cell phone. Probably have to change that habit, but so I am working on getting the ratings, and I've gotten, you know, positive comments from everybody I've worked with. So I haven't yet worked with somebody that would be, I think, a problem. You know, there are some people that are just naturally grumpy and, you know, probably best just to leave them alone. Do the work and run. You know. But I haven't encountered anybody like that yet. So. So I'm trying to get reviews in, and I will work on this problem with pictures. The other thing is, when I get done, the stuff's wet. You know? It's going to look a lot better once it's dry, you know. So I just, I'm working on it. I'm thinking it over.
That's that process.
Yeah. And in the meantime, I'm trying to buy a generator. Seemed like a simple enough thing to do. And what I'm toying with is maybe going through certain areas and just saying, you know, a standard cleaning. You know, I will do some pre-spotting. I will, you know, work on the typical spots that you get in rugs. If you've got red dye in the carpet, no, I'm not going to deal with that. I can try with coffee. It depends a little bit on how long it's been there. But, so it will be a good cleaning, but I'm not going to be moving furniture. I'm not going to be, you know, and here's just a standard price, 3-bedroom, family room, kitchen or dining area and living room. And it's kind of my no nonsense price. I don't come back and ask for $15 more or whatever, you know, that's what you pay. You know that when I come there, and you'll know that it won't be any different when I leave. So, and in the course of doing that, you know, some sofas are very easy to move. Some are not, you know, I'm not above, you know, something flexible with people. I mean, who do I answer to? Myself, you know? So, yeah, but I'm thinking about doing that because I'm going to go try to clean up these furniture. And I don't know, she got a quote from Stanley Steamer or somebody. $700 or $800. I don't know, you know. And looking at this, I don't see more than about $250 here. I don't, you know. I don't know where they came up with that price, but and I've gone behind them a few times. You know, you kind of big name, you know, you think, oh my gosh, they're really gonna do miracles, you know. I've seen some really sloppy work that they've done. And so I'm gaining a lot of confidence in myself, you know, that, okay, maybe I'm better than I thought, you know. And all a process. So maybe I'll get really comfortable about the picture thing. You know, hey, I'll come back if you don't mind and, you know, take some pictures tomorrow when this is dry. And that, I, you know, that day may be coming.
That's right. You can always revisit the photos part, Scott.
The photos?
Yes. So you can always revisit the photos part. For now, we'll use the stock photos until you provide us.
Yeah. It's, and I mean, about the only thing I can say, it's a new business. You know, I don't have, you know, carpet cleaning is not a new activity to me, but owning a business is. I've never charged anybody for carpet cleaning, you know. So. Learning. It's supposed to keep me my mind healthy to do that, you know. So
that's right. Well, it seems like we are right on track. You are working with the review link. So yes, once you get a hang of that, Scott, once you're used to sending the links, that will definitely help boost your rankings when reviews start coming in. And we do highly recommend. Sorry, go ahead.
The reviews, I think you'll start seeing. I hope. And the pictures may be a little bit longer, but it's going to happen. It's just a matter of, you know.
Mm. Now, talking about reviews, that's okay. It's a step-by-step process. Going back to the reviews, once those reviews come in, whenever you have time, we highly recommend responding to them. A simple thank you is enough. Google really loves seeing business owners respond to reviews. It tells them that you value customer feedback, and it's additional points in boosting your ranking.
Okay, that's easy enough. And, yeah, that's very easy.
So we'll keep optimizing your profile, your campaign on our end. As what you mentioned, this will definitely help, you get this will definitely help get you more exposure. And as what you mentioned, it's going to multiply because word of mouth is going to be there. When you start working with this client, they then start sharing their experience, with family.
You know, it's not, I'm not getting just a daily, you know, stream of business coming in, but I'm getting business coming in from your work.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, you know, they've been good leads.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm very happy with it. I'm feeling far more optimistic. I just finally got my refrigerator magnets last week. And I am going to go through door to door. I'm not asking to, you know, to buy anything. I don't want a signature. I don't, you know. Here, I'm just introducing myself, and
Right.
Usually, I can I do all right with people face to face. I don't claim to be a magician at it, but usually, I can get a good response dealing with people face to face. Now, knocking on doors is, well, people are already upset when they have to open the door. So we'll test that idea. Because I want to, I'm trying to work this out on the pricing thing. It's, how do I do this? I have to confine it to see what the response is. You can't just run a big Facebook. Because once I've done it like that, I can't really back out. You know, it's not a, you know, I don't want to get stuck where JCPenney is. So.
I understand. So yes, on our end, we'll keep on optimizing your listings.
Yeah, I mean, it's yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And I am looking at Yelp, and I'm just kind of asking myself, just what do these people bring to the table? And I don't know. It's free, so why not? But do they really do any good? I don't know.
So, I understand.
I don't know what experience you've had with them. Yeah.
Not
and you'll be happy to know that you have a lot of competition. I'm getting a lot of calls from various people. So.
From other marketing agencies. I see.
Yeah.
I understand. But we'll make sure to do our best all the time to make sure that you get those leads. Now, do you have any questions so far regarding the campaign?
You know, from time to time, I'll think of something, and then it'll kind of, in all the confusion, it kind of slips away. It, nothing really significant at the moment. I mean, I'm still getting my feet in the water. And, so it's hard to be very, very specific about anything other than what you're doing is helping and it is working. So
that's good to hear. That's good to hear, Scott. Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you for your kind words and your business with us. One last thing from me. I do see, since you are in the carpet cleaning industry, your job type actually qualifies for Google Guarantee. This is Google's pay-per-lead platform. Have you heard about it? Is this something you'd be interested in, or would you like to know more about it now?
Sure.